Senator Len Fasano.
Yes, Senate Minority Leader, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning on this rainy day?
Yeah, I know. It's going to pour today, tomorrow too, huh?
Yeah.
What's the bright spot in your forecast?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good question, Brad. Yeah. How are things looking?
Well, you know, it is unbelievable the way things are going. And now there's a hearing today up at the Capitol to take away tips from servers.
What?
These guys are this is union driven. State employees, I should say, union-driven, SEIU, State Employees Union, who are trying to say servers should be paid minimum wage. And what they don't get is they're not paid. They're paid over minimum wage when you add the tips. And by virtue of doing what they want to do, restaurants are going to take the tips away from the servers.
You've got to
These guys are insane. They're just insane. And you know what the problem is? As I said before, particularly with the Senate Democratic Caucus, the unions have got a headlock. State employees unions have got a headlock on the Senate Democratic Caucus.
Is this a hearing or a press conference?
Unbelievable.
This is a hearing.
Who called this hearing?
So what happened was we passed a bill. It's kind of confusing, but basically there was a lawyer who sued saying that it's really kind of complicated. But we fixed the law, and then the governor vetoed it because it was retroactive. All the caucuses got together and said, yeah, there was a mistake in that bill. Here's what we want to do. All the caucuses agreed to it. House and Senate Democrats and Republicans. And then the Senate Democrats are saying, well, maybe not so fast. We kind of like the idea of taking tips away from waiters and waitresses and letting them go for minimum wage. And it's like, really? That's what you want to do? And that's because this is this state employees union trying to make a play in here for some reason, and they're coming to testify against fixing the problem.
Glenn, are there any states in our country where it's illegal to tip your waiter or waitress?
No, you know what? It's not that it's illegal. So what would happen is you could still tip even if it went up to minimum wage, technically, you still could tip your waiters and waitresses. But what they'll do is they'll do what they do in Europe. In Europe, you don't tip the waiters and waitresses in Europe because they kind of have the same rule that the Democrats want, Senate Democrats want in Connecticut, which is you pay them minimum wage or some wage. And then what they do in the restaurants in Europe is say, don't tip the waiters and waitresses. We're putting a service charge on your bill and we'll take that in house and we'll divide that service charge up. Maybe it'll go to the waiters. Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll go to the cooks. Maybe they'll just keep it. And that's what they do in Europe. I don't know any other place. New York tried this. New York City tried this. And it was a abysmal failure. And they said, no, let's go back to tipping. Because they realized that the waiters and waitresses were getting screwed because the restaurants were taking the money in and not giving it to the waiters and waitresses. And the waiters and waitresses, who are college kids, single moms, single dads, working their way through professional school, what have you, we're getting less money.
So is the Connecticut Restaurant Association, are they up at this hearing?
You know, the Restaurant Association is going to be there. I don't think they've educated the building as much as they should, and I can't fathom why. But I will tell you, there's a restaurant, I won't name it, who I've been talking to. It would not surprise me if that restaurant goes out of business and then moves about 20 miles into Massachusetts and reopens.
Wow. I was thinking there the same thing as you were saying that. I'm like, they're going to move their restaurants out of Connecticut. Yeah.
You know, it's so funny because you listen to the Democrats, and they, particularly Senate Democrats, they say, we need paid family leave because Massachusetts has paid family leave. But when it comes to tip credit, we pay about $675, $650 for a waiter or waitress when minimum wage was $10.10. I think it was like $6.50. In Massachusetts, the minimum wage is about the same, and the tip credit is $4. So they only want to follow Massachusetts when it benefits their theories. When it doesn't benefit their theories, we're not going to follow Massachusetts. It's the hypocritical nature of who they are and what they stand for.
Well, and not only
they
that,
say one thing, What?
A service fee is not tipping your waiter or waitress. You're giving your waiter or waitress a tip because they've gone above and beyond the level of quality that you were expecting. There are certain waiters and waitresses that are exceptional. And we both know this, Len, and there's some waiters and waitresses out there that really should be considered doing something else for their employment, you know? We've had good service, we've had bad service, and you tip accordingly. Right? I mean,
here's the thing. It's like, not that the incentive is for a waitress or waiter to do a better job because they're going to get the tips, but clearly that's on their mind.
Of course.
And that's why they're going to service the customer. You know, it's the whole sort of democratic theory of socialism. Whether you work hard or don't work hard, yep, you need to be paid the same rate.
Redistribution.
And whether you work your butt off as a waitress or not, you should be paid the same rate. But we're saying, listen, if you do really well, look, waiters and waitresses at diners are making $20-$25 an hour,
yeah,
for the most part. In the bigger restaurants and steakhouses and things like that, they're probably making $40 to $50 an hour.
Yeah, but they bust their butt.
These guys want to bring them down the minimum wage.
Yeah, they bust their butt though. I know a lot of waiters and waitresses.
Oh, yeah.
They are fast.
Absolutely.
You know, they are busting it while they're working. They don't have rarely any downtime.
And they do it full time.
All right, so what are the chances this is going to be materialized or manifest into an outright bill that can get voted on in the legislature in next legislative session?
No, it's going to be voted on in special session.
So there is a special session that's going to be called.
So there is a call that we did. The governor vetoed our fix.
Yeah.
The Democrats at that time said that's wrong of the governor. So we did a call for special session to fix this problem. Now, and Marty Looney and the Speaker and Themis and I were all in favor of it. All of a sudden, the unions dipped their head into this and said, wait a minute, we don't like this, so we're going to try to stop it. Now, the Speaker, to his credit, said, that's wrong, and we're going forward. Marty has said, well, not so fast. So the governor will call us in, I hope, if Marty doesn't. The Speaker could call in the House, but if Marty doesn't call in the Senate, it might be in vain. But the governor can call us in.
No, I know that.
So we'll see how that plays out. There's a public hearing today. They'll do their dog and pony show. The unions will show up and talk about and parade out people on how this hurts them and, yeah, you know, the typical parade they do for showmanship. And the real waiters and waitresses hopefully will show up and say, you're out of your mind. The Restaurant Association will be there, and we'll sort that all out. Next week, I think there'll be some bipartisan push to get this to a special session vote. And if Senator Looney and his caucus want to vote it down, vote it down. Stand up there and vote it down. Put it up on a board, and you want to vote it down and hurt waiters and waitresses and single moms and those who are putting themselves through college, knock yourself out.
To that point, what are the chances that that bill passes?
I think it passes the House. I don't know in the Senate. I really don't. I think it'll be a close vote. I don't know.
Because it doesn't even...
up to whether... Listen, these waiters and waitresses, probably most of them have no idea of what's being decided up there that affects their future.
I had no
and
idea.
If there's
that
any
bill
waiters and waitresses listening to you guys now, they should call the Senate Democrats and say, don't take my tips away. I want my tips. Leave them alone. That should be the message.
Wow.
Don't take my tips away. Because if they think they're going to get minimum wage and they're going to get their tips,
no,
it's just not going to happen. Because restaurants can't afford that. They're going to do what they did in Europe. And that's what's going to happen. And the reality is the Senate Democrats do not understand life or business or how to run a business. There's very few of them. Most of them are either retired this or retired that from either state service or union representation or what have you. They don't know what it's like to run a business.
Yeah.
They don't know what it's like to have a payroll. They have no clue. That's the reason why they did the grocery tax. They don't understand what life is all about. And this is the fatal mistake I think they're making. But if they want to make it, they're not going to not have a vote, at least as far as I'm concerned.
Then doesn't this mean in the long run
this is how it's going to be, and it will continue to be the same way, and we won't have anything else? You understand what I'm saying?
Sort of, but I will say this. We had a chance to change the direction of the state of Connecticut a year ago, and we didn't. We're going to have another chance a year from now. This session was about raising taxes, increasing the budget, and doing all those things that I think are going to destroy Connecticut. Next session is going to be about puppy dogs and flowers, and they're going to hope that the public forgets about the disastrous economic budget and regulatory issues that they did this year, because they think that the voters are going to forget, because they're going to be talking about puppy dogs and flowers next session.
I talk about this all the time, Len. I really do, about the, you know, bills that are flying under the radar. I even use the expression almost daily, you know, that the majority party, they don't want people to know what they're doing up there.
You know, I will say this. Caesar's Pizza, Dunkin' Donuts, ShopRite have all come out and said, you go into Dunkin' Donuts, there's a sign up at Caesar's Pizza and at Dunkin' Donuts that says, as a result of the state of Connecticut raising the cost in the state, we have to raise our prices.
Yeah.
Now, I kind of wish they would say, and I understand why, but I kind of wish they would say, as a result of the Democrats-controlled legislature raising the cost of business. So when these Democrats say, we're raising these prices because we want businesses to sort of pay more, and we keep saying it's passed on to the consumer, and they say no, they ignore the reality, and they lie to the people. And I'm going to say, they lie to the people by saying, no, we didn't go after your pocketbook, we went after their pocketbook. Well, then why did Dunkin' Donuts put up their sign? Why did Caesar's Pizza put up their sign? Why is ShopRite moving out of the Hartford area? And I even said to Governor Lamont, when you said to ShopRite, you just don't know how to compete, it's, first of all, it's very disrespectful. Secondly, they don't have to compete. They can leave. Well, you think that the whole universe is the state of Connecticut? They can say, listen, if we can't make that much money, we're going to leave. And if you raise the cost of business and there are other grocery stores around us, we don't have to compete. We'll move to another part of the state or out of the state.
Yeah.
And that's what they don't get. Connecticut is not the world.
Hey, listen, so, we only have about a minute left. All right, two quick questions. Is there already a date proposed for this special session?
No.
Okay. Number two, what are the chances that tolls gets brought up in special session between now and the opening day of the next legislative session in February?
I do not know. And I would say this. I think the governor wants it to take place. He's pushing hard. He's come out with a new plan.
Yeah, I know.
We know that one.
Sorry?
Yeah, we've heard all about it. Yeah.
And I haven't seen all the details of that plan. I've gotten some of it, frankly, and they've been nice enough to explain it to me and take the time, and I appreciate that, and I'm looking over their numbers and what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
And I understand they want to get the 2% versus the 5.2%. Whether they pull the trigger and force a special session, that I don't know. I know he wants to.
Yeah.
I don't know if eventually he does.
Okay. All right, well, listen, thank you so much, as always.
Thank you.
Len, you're a friend of the show. We really appreciate having you on.